It is Tuesday, so that means it's time for another round of Adopt a Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who is looking for their forever home. I want to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, Orange County Animal Services, Independent Animal Rescue, the Cattails Cat Cafe, Paws Forever, and the Goat House Refuge. We've got Jackie from the Goat House Refuge here in the studio today. GoatHouseRefuge.org is their website. They're located down in Chatham County, just outside of downtown Pittsburgh. Jackie has brought a really adorable 2-year-old cat named Cora. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I am great. So Cora's here in the studio with us. She's 2. She's gray. She's cute, and she's exploring. So
she is a fetching female. She's just the most like a coquette of a cat. This is Cora. And Cora was a very young mom.
Mm-hmm.
She had a litter of 4 kittens that looked exactly like her. And then she came to the goat house with the kittens, and now that her mommying duties are done, and she has had the procedure to seal that up.
Not to be a mom anymore.
No, yeah. Doesn't have to be a mom anymore.
Good.
She is ready to be somebody's baby. And she's so soft and friendly and has a little bell-like meow. You might hear it while we're on the air here today.
She has been meowing quite a bit since
she's been in here. She's an explorer. She's a bit shy. So you have to just be very, very patient, and she will love you. She loves to be petted.
Yep. So what is she like in terms of like playing toys, things like that?
She will play with people. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she is with toys. I know personally mine at home are more, they think each other is a toy rather than
toys, but I would
always have toys around. She's just loves to be petted, loves. So
awesome.
she's a sweetheart. That's Cora. She's gray, kind of like your blue Russian blue.
Like just a solid gray, like not gray with little white or black flecks here. Just like
no, she has a few white spots.
Not too many though.
I mean, a few white sections.
Yeah.
But what's gray is gray.
Yeah.
And you know, a gray cat like Cora can make you feel so sunny on an otherwise cloudy day.
Speaking with Jackie Marks, GoatHouseRefuge.org is the website. For more from the Goat House Refuge, you can find out more about Cora and all the amazing cats that they've got down there to adopt. We're going to have more about Cora also on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report section of our town square, plus on social media. So a lot of places you can find out more.
Join us at the Goat House this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4, for our winter gallery featuring a lot of great new creations by Siglinda.
Mm-hmm.
There are some gorgeous teapots that'll keep your tea nice and warm. So while you're petting a... Oh, yes, I know.
She jumped behind a wall somehow, so I wasn't sure if she was going to reemerge, but there she is.
Oh, there! Look at that.
She likes climbing up on the narrowest ledges. Like, she is up on this very narrow ledge right now, like exploring, looking out a window.
What a nice tuxedo you have on, Cora.
She does have the morning suit. That like white patch right under her chin.
Here
yeah.
we go.
You are not going to make it if you try to... Oh,
yes,
she did make
are.
It. Hey.
So we want to remind everybody to adopt, don't shop. Come to the Goat House this weekend. Have some coffee, some cookies, see the gorgeous pottery, and fall in love
pottery.
With your best friend. Did I say pottery?
Pottery.
Pottery. Yes,
pottery.
Because Siglinda is a potter. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah.
She's been busy
at the kiln. All kinds of plateware, mugware. I think the teapots are particularly fetching, and they really do keep your tea warm.
Back to Cora. How is she with other cats? Probably pretty good, I imagine.
She's pretty good.
What would be like a perfect household for her, do you think?
I think a perfect household for Cora would be probably a working home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the kid's not too young, not like maybe over 6. And there could be possibly one other cat there.
Okay.
I'm not sure how she is with dogs. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Look, she's getting more at home all the time.
She is finding new nooks and crannies.
She likes to explore.
I love like the ability of cats to find little nooks in your house or in a room to dig into and explore that you didn't even know existed. You are gonna knock that over.
If I fits, I sits. And if it climbs, there I am.
Our cats at home, when we got them, they're too big for this now, but they found a little spot behind the dishwasher, which you would not think that would exist, but there is an open space behind the dishwasher in our kitchen, and there were the cats one day.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't want to go back there.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, and after a while, neither did they. But
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So people want to adopt Cora or Meter. What's the procedure? What do they do?
You go to goathouserefuge.org, and on the left side of the screen, there's a button that says meet our cats mm-hmm. and meet our kittens. So Cora's not a kitten anymore. She's a young cat. So click on meet our cats, and then you scroll down on alphabetically, and she will... actually, she comes just before Coral, so we have a Cora and a Coral.
All right.
And if you got to Coral, you're too far unless you want to meet Coral, too, which is not out of the question.
Scroll back.
Yeah.
You've gone too far.
Never. Yeah. Just enjoy, and I swear, meet the love of your life.
Oh, she's really cute. All right. Again, Cora is our pet of the week. You can find out more on the Bark Report section of our website, chapelburger.com in the town square. Goathouserefuge.org is their website. Head down there for that event on Saturday, you said?
Saturday and Sunday.
11 to 4? Oh, both days. Okay.
You'll even hear some live music.
Nice.
Last weekend, I was there singing with Rick Kina. We have had our little combo, two Jews in a Buddhist cat house, and
nice.
There we were. Yeah,
I like it.
I'll be away this weekend, but I want everybody to go and experience the Goat House in the blue, beautiful Carolina Mountains in Chatham.
Awesome. Again, goathouserefuge.org is the website for that. Go there, find out more about their work and upcoming events, and think about adopting Cora because she really is an amazing cat. We want to get her a forever home as fast as possible. Again, thanks to the Goat House Refuge for bringing Cora to visit us this morning. Jackie Marks, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
And we'll have, we're saying temporary farewell to you because we'll have a new Goat House Refuge spokesperson coming in for 2023.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I hope to be back for 2024, at least part of the time. But I have another commitment in 2023. I'll still be very visible at the Goat House, but I won't be able to do this particular wonderful gig, which I have loved for years.
Well, thank you so much for coming on in and bringing all these amazing cats, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. I'll always be the voice of the Goat House.